All right, I am speaking with John Doggett with the National Corn Growers Association. And John, I think you have a new title, right? What is that new title?
I am Executive Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association.
All right, well, congratulations. And we're in a new year, and we have a new Congress that just is in town, is in D.C., and I understand you and the President of the National Corn Growers were on hand this week to welcome Congress back.
That first day of Congress after an election and the members come in and the new members, everybody gets sworn in and the new members oftentimes have receptions or open houses, and it's a good opportunity for you to get around and see a lot of folks. You have a lot of accessibility to members of Congress, and you know it's always a very productive but very, very busy day to visit with those folks.
And everybody's in a good mood, I guess, on the first day, right? Like the first day of school.
For the most part, I think what was interesting yesterday was that as you said, there's a lot of people very happy. The excitement of new members. Most of them have their families there. Presence of a large number of small children on the House floor. That's kind of cool, but at the same time, also in the House chamber, you had a very contentious situation going on with the election of the Speaker, and it shows that the divisions and the splits are still there, and we'll have to see how they manifest themselves throughout the rest of this Congress.
It was interesting that Speaker Boehner, after he won his reelection as Speaker of the House, concluded his speech with a very agricultural reference, and I thought that was kind of interesting. What did you think about that?
Well, it was nice to see that the Speaker did use agriculture as a metaphor. But you know, the thing as we discuss harvest, we're also going to have to discuss planting and nurturing of those crops. And I think that there will be a lot of actions being taken in the first few months of this Congress that will set the tone as to whether or not we're really going to be able to harvest something at the end of this Congress. There has been a lot of talk about bipartisanship. There's been a lot of discussion about working with the president. But then again, there's also some plans that would indicate that maybe that's not quite going to be the case. And that comes from both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, comes from both sides of the aisle. So what the proof will be in the pudding, and some of the actions that will be taken over the course of the next very few months, I think, will indicate to us whether or not we're going to have a crop to harvest. But we've got to plant it first.
Well, what are the priority issues for the National Corn Growers going into this new Congress, and things that we'll be discussing at Corn Congress at Commodity Classic coming up in a very short time?
The two big issues that this staff is concerned about is, one, protecting the renewable fuel standard, and we know that there will be an attack on it. There have been a number of attacks already. We know that there's going to be an attempt to get a vote on the RFS in the floor of the House, possibly one in the Senate. We'll need to beat those back as much as we can. It does not look good in the House. We will use the Senate as a backstop. The second big issue will be budget reconciliation, and that will be an opportunity for the Congress to sit down and do a budget and then issue instructions to each of the committees of jurisdiction to find cost savings in the programs under their jurisdiction. So we may see some very significant attacks on the Title I of the Farm Bill that was just passed. We could see some attacks on the crop insurance program. Both of those have some piles of money that folks will want to rob. And, we're going to have to protect those things. And there are other programs within the budget that we will need to protect as well. But budget reconciliation is an opportunity to get some things done that are hard to do otherwise, because the rules in a budget reconciliation are different, and so that's going to make our task a little bit harder.
It sounds like most of the priorities for corn growers are defensive, protecting what we have rather than offensive. There isn't anything in particular that you would like to see Congress actually do as opposed to not do.
Well, we're in a situation in some respects that's good, because it's always easier to stop the Congress from doing something than to get them to do something. And, if we take a look at the big pieces of legislation that we've worked on in the last 12 years, you know, we've worked on now 3 farm bills, 2 energy bills, 2 WERDA bills. You know, those are all big lifts and things that take a significant amount of effort. So once you get those done, you want to defend them. And, you know, the last few Congresses have just not been able to pass legislation and of any meaning. And it's been difficult. And I think that's why we're in a defensive rather than an offensive mode.
What about immigration? Are you taking a stand either way on that, or what? Because it seems like that's a priority they're going to look at first in the new Congress.
I take a look at immigration in two regards. First of all, it gets back to can this Congress get anything done, and that will be one of the key examples of whether or not this Congress can actually go ahead and compromise and get a deal done and get it to the president's desk and get something signed. I think that's it's really more of an indicator of anything. Secondly, while our industry doesn't use a lot of labor, our customers do. The meat packing plants have a lot of immigrants. A lot of milk cows in this country are milked by somebody who was born someplace outside the United States. We're hearing from our customers that immigration reform is a very, very serious situation for them, and that getting an adequate labor supply is getting more and more difficult.
All right. Excellent. John, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, there is something I want to add. We oftentimes during meeting season, and that's the, you know, the next few months, meeting season for corn growers, oftentimes you'll hear farmers talk about, well, you know, it's just too bad that those bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Don't know what's going on out here in the real world and on our farms. If we want to have good folks working at EPA that have a good understanding of agriculture, we're going to need to make sure that our young people feel free and incentivized to go work for EPA. You know, so if mom and dad cuss EPA at every turn, it's going to be a little hard for their kids to have an interest in going to work for EPA. Yesterday when we were on Capitol Hill, I had several chiefs of staff tell me they're having a hard time finding people to staff their member of Congress on ag issues. That shouldn't be the case. We should have a whole cadre of young people from agriculture who grew up on farms and grew up on ranches that are willing and able and eager to serve in Washington, D.C., either on Capitol Hill or in the agencies.
Good point. Excellent. All right, John. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you at least by Commodity Classic, if not sooner. So stay warm.
All right,
talk to you later. Bye-bye.